Chapel of San Francesc de la Font. You are now in the borough of Cap, which is the start of the main canal called Acequia Mayor, where it flows into the nearby Molí la Font, next to the old royal road of Benicàssim, just where the drylands are mixed with the Castelló orchard, an area that was already inhabited in the Copper Age and in the Ibero-Roman and Arabic periods. The Chapel of San Francesc de la Font was named after Font de la Reina, one of the main water sources of the aforementioned Molí la Font. It was built in the first half of the 18th century. The chapel was restored in 1976 by the Hermandad dels Cavallers de la Conquesta, the Brotherhood of the Knights of the Conquest in Castilian, and the City Council of Castelló. It is a hall church with a vault, a dome, a sacristy at the back, and a front porch. It is completely decorated with frescoes from the mid-18th century with a strong Baroque and illusionistic conception similar to the art of the local painters, the Guillot brothers. There is also a painted altarpiece in the presbytery. In the pendentives and the balconies on the sides, you can see the Doctors of the Church. You can also see a Valencian tile skirting board. In the niche of the main altar, there is an 18th century image of Saint Francis of Assisi. The festivity of the chapel is around October the 12th, and it is organized by the Hermandad dels Cavallers de la Conquesta. The site of San Francesc de la Font has mythological connotations for the people of Castelló. Indeed, it was already described in the book Tombato Sals. The Molí la Font is believed to be the primitive water source of Castalia. San Francesc de la Font is a mythological place for the people of Castelló. According to the writer Josep Pascual Tirado, on St. Francis Day, Tombato Sals and his friends went from the Molí de la Font to the conquest of the Colombretes Islands, off the coast of Castelló. They prayed in the chapel of San Francesc on their return, before heading to Castelvell, where King Barbet, master and lord of the lands of La Plana, was reigning. In this area of the Molí la Font, one can see the three types of terrain characteristic of the Plana: marsh, orchard, and dry land. Some scholars have considered the possibility of finding the ancient and original village of Castelló in this strategic point. Indeed, medieval municipal documents sometimes refer to a Vila Vella here, which could be the original settlement of the villa moved with the permission of James I.